The beginning of this week's Vents Day segment. It's your weekly chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. We choose the topics, you provide the opinions. This week we're going to be talking about assisted suicide and Congress and its propensity for naming things. Join us at 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area, 800-838-3760, or send your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start with the heavier issue, assisted suicide. That is not the term supporters tend to use. They often prefer death with dignity or physician aid in dying. It's been in use in Oregon for nearly two decades now. If you're terminally ill, you can get a prescription from a doctor for medication you can take yourself to end your life. Numbers for 2014 should be out any day now, but in 2013, 122 people got prescriptions and 71 used them under Oregon's law. One case last year focused attention. 29-year-old Californian Brittany Maynard moved to Oregon so she could end her life before brain cancer ended it. A pair of California senators just introduced a bill in the legislature last week. It is not the first. None of the others obviously have passed. Now that both states are talking about assisted suicide, let's open the discussion once again. Are you comfortable with the way the Death with Dignity Act is used in Oregon? If you'd make changes either to make it more or less restrictive, what would those changes be? For the California folks, are you fine with the legislature passing something out of this session, or would you rather it be put to a public vote, because it appears that there is enough machinery in place to have a public vote if the legislature doesn't make the move? So that's the assisted suicide topic on this Vents Day. Join us with your thoughts, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Our other issue, Congress and its propensity for naming post offices and other public buildings and structures. They take a lot of votes on this, and oh yeah, they often name the buildings after current members of Congress. Note how many federal buildings in Oregon bear the name of former Senator Mark Hatfield, and the names went on before Hatfield came out of the Senate. What do you think? Is it a harmless process? Does it maybe keep members of Congress out of bigger trouble? Or is it just a goofy waste of time? And while you're at it, feel free to pick a member of Congress and a federal facility that you think should bear his or her name. And feel free to have a really open mind about this one way or the other. First call goes to Steve in Eugene. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Howdy. Going to go into my usual rant on this assisted suicide subject because I think it needs to be changed. I do support this law, especially if you're dying a slow and painful death. But it's got a loophole in it. I've talked about it before. I'll talk about it again. I'll keep talking about it until it's changed. And that is, if you got Alzheimer's or if you got dementia, I don't know what the difference is between the two, you're locked out of the whole option, because by the time you're within 6 months of death, you are no longer mentally competent enough to decide whether to off yourself or not. You're drooling usually and in diapers, and no longer have that option. I think it's got to be changed, and that's, once again, my usual rant.
I know. Actually, it was interesting because given what's going on in California, this was a natural subject for this week. But your comments of just the other day were very much on my mind as we planned this segment. I figured we would hear from you. But I'm curious, though, Steve. I mean, what kind of timeline would you set up? I mean, how could you even arrange this within the existing law in Oregon, given the often long timelines between recognition of dementia and death?
Well, diagnosis has got to be, your bottom line on this. When you're diagnosed and say, you've got this progressive disease and you're going to keep, your mind power is going to keep degenerating over the next 5 years, and 5 years you're going to be drooling diapers and no longer aware of what's going on. Alzheimer's, one of the things you hear over and over again is, they got their good days and their bad days.
Yes, that is something I hear a lot, yeah.
And when you're having a good days and you're saying, to yourself, hey, I am spending too much time not being myself, not being who I am, because I'm, you know, losing it, and this has got to stop now, you know, you should be able to stop it, whether you're, you know, 5 days or 5 years ahead of your, you know, normal expiration date.
All right, something to consider for sure, and I'm glad you called in again, Steve. Good to talk to you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Our topics are assisted suicide in both states, in any state for that matter, and Congress and its propensity for naming things. I mean, would you like a Steve and Eugene Memorial Post Office? Steve is still with us, so it wouldn't be a memorial. But, you know, what would you like to see Congress do in terms of naming things? Cut it out? Do more of it? Name more appropriate things? Let's get your thoughts on this. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Next up is Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yes, good morning. I know this subject's been discussed on many campuses and BS sessions and everything. If a person carries a do not resuscitate card and you start the process of suicide, is not the state mandated to honor that do not resuscitate card and thus help complete the suicide?
That's a good question. I don't know whether that's in the law or not.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for that, Jim. Appreciate that. Let's go to Pam and Dexter. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. Well, I have a really strong opinion about the death with dignity. I first of all, my mom had Alzheimer's, and the last 3 years of her life was just a living hell for her. But she was beyond the point of being able to say, please let me go, which I guess wouldn't be allowed anyways, and she doesn't live in the state. But I just think, and I've also done elder care for about 6 years with three elderly people. One was 99 years old, and she said for 5 years, I am ready to go. Why can't I go? And I believe that after maybe, let's say, the age of 80, if you want to die, you should be able to say, okay, I'm ready to go. There's a huge amount of money that's made off of the later years of life. And I've known quite a few elderly people that really don't see the point of going on. They're totally, they aren't even in pain. They're just bored to tears. They're just sitting in front of a television, taking their meds, going to bed, getting up, sitting in front of it. It's just mundane. And I just think we should have a right to say, okay, I'm ready to go after you reach a certain point in your life.
Well, I mean, there are, believe me, I am not in any way advocating this. I'm being completely clear on this, but there are means to end your life that don't require the law.
Right, and I had a brother that committed suicide because he was getting sick and he had AIDS, and he saw the writing on the wall, but there's a stigma attached to that, and it is against the law. So, and if you're a certain age, it's kind of hard to do because it might take some physical abilities that you don't have as you're an elderly person. So I just think that we should really look at this, and I know, you know, there'd be a huge outcry that we're killing the old people, and you know, I can hear all the people screaming about it, but I just, from an elderly person's point of view, I've just heard so many people say, you know, what is the point? I'm just sitting here waiting to die. There's a lot of money to be made, so, off of all these older people.
I just wonder how you construct that into a law, though, because I know that, and believe, we've talked to enough people on the program over the years who had loved ones like your mother, and they were talking about the fact that they basically outlived their bodies. You know, they still had minds that were working, but their bodies were just in terrible shape by the time they'd reached 85 or 90, wherever they'd gotten to.
Right.
But what kinds of things do you put in a law to make all that to legalize that?
I think it should be an age. I really do. For my mom, her brain was gone. Her body, she was in great physical shape. And then this elderly woman I took care of, her body wasn't in such great shape, but her mind was in great shape. So. Mm. You know, it goes both ways, but I think there should be like an 80 sounds good to me. Like, if you live to 80 and you're just, you know, there, come on. I mean, we're all going to die, right? It's like, do you want to die when you're 90 or 100 or 80 or 85? I think it should be a choice. I used to feel like suicide was totally wrong, but I've come 180 degrees the other way. I think that, you know, after you've lived a long, long life and you're just sitting there waiting to die, can't you just kind of say, okay, just why wait? Do it.
All right, Pam. Thanks
new,
so much for
a
joining
new
us.
Thing for just do it, right?
a new use of that phrase. Yikes, Pam and Dexter. Thanks so much for joining us once again on the Exchange. This is our Vents Day segment. Your chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. Clearly, the assisted suicide topic is the more compelling one here, but we do have a second topic, and that is about Congress naming things. And I can just wait for somebody to try to combine these two topics. But, you know, the way that Congress members continue to name things even after themselves while they're still in Congress, which I thought they were going to put some prescriptions on, but apparently haven't. What do you think about either one of these? Join us on the Exchange with your polite venting. 800-838-3760 is the phone number to call anywhere in our listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Kathy in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Oh, hello. I just wanted to make a comment, the last two comments. In addition to those, about Alzheimer's patients being able to have assisted suicide, which they dearly want, most of them do, and that six-month window is a little hard to meet. In fact, it's almost impossible. Why couldn't a person who has Alzheimer's, while they're still, while they still got it all together, when they first get the diagnosis and they make their decision that they don't want to live past the usefulness, why couldn't they fill out the proper form, get the proper witnesses and so forth, and get the, the agreement with the doctors in advance before things go off too far? And when they have all their faculties with them, what is wrong with making a law that allows that exception? And that's more or less all I have to say.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Kathy. Appreciate it. And, you know, one of the major points of discussion along the way has been that the people who do support physician-assisted suicide, death with dignity, is that they want to make sure it's a very tightly confined kind of law so that there are not the sorts of charges made that were made in the original election campaign. Those of us who've been in Oregon for a long time can remember how ugly it got, you know, that there'd be this sense of old people being urged to die because they're just sort of hanging around and in the way. And it was meant to be much more specific than that, with a terminal illness, 6 months to live, and a number of other hoops to jump through to make sure that this was somebody who really was reaching the end anyway and simply wanted to reduce the suffering. When we start talking about dementia, it's a different kind of suffering, but at this point does not meet the test of the law, as several people have said so far. If you're thinking about this as a final solution, pardon my use of that term, for dementia, I mean, how would you even write the law to make these provisions workable legally? Join us on the Exchange with your thoughts. We're talking about assisted suicide. Oregon has the law. California has introduced it once again in the state Senate. And our other topic is about Congress naming things like post offices and national parks and park benches. I mean, anything that the Congress names. Is it a good thing that they're doing this because it keeps them from passing other legislation that could be more damaging? Or is it just a big, fat waste of time? Your thoughts are welcome. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Paul in Grants Pass, welcome back to the Exchange on Vents Day.
I am a firm believer in assisted suicide. And clearly, we need to extend the franchise to Congress so that they can have one moment of dignity.
I was waiting for somebody to make the connection. Please tell me that's tongue-in-cheek.
Pretty much is. We have a failed social experiment, and the whole point of most of the action of Congress from at this point is to distract us from the important issues that we face. And every time they do something like this, it keeps our attention away from the critical issues that we are facing, and it distracts us from the inherent corruption in the current system. So, you know, that's my take on the naming issue. Assisted suicide, I'm a firm believer in it, seriously, and I think that what Kathy is suggesting is probably the best approach for that group of people. Now, I'm going to take it a step further and suggest that assisted suicide should be available to anyone at any stage of life should they choose it, as long as they can prove they're sane. Personally, I feel like I'm in that novel On the Beach right now with all of this stuff that's going on around us, if you remember that, the novel and the film. But the long and the short of it is that it's a good program. It does give people some dignity, and it is one of the few successes that we have had. And again, it shows the abdication of power of the legislative process on a serious note all the way around, because it had to be done through the initiative process as opposed to through sober judgmental thinking with our elected officials taking on a serious issue that they would actually have to think about, as opposed to naming the next bathroom in a wayside.
Right. All right. Much going on in Congress, and a lot of discussion, obviously, about death with dignity, assisted suicide. Thanks for that call, Paul. Always good to hear from you. And we have been taken to task for using the term assisted suicide. An email from John Notown given, he says, the law in Oregon and the proposed law in California use the phrase death with dignity, not assisted suicide. The use of the word suicide calls up a vision of the end, in quotes, that is very different from letting an often artificially prolonged life stop. Let's call it what it is. Death with dignity, that from John. Let us take another call here on this Vents Day. You're more than welcome to join us at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Email is jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Tony in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
One thing I have that one woman was talking about, you should at a certain age. I had an aunt that was one day short of 104. She had complete mental facilities. I had a grandmother that was almost 100. She had her mental facilities. I think that is a decision that the person should make. As for Alzheimer's, that one is a hard one, because of the fact that their minds are going back to their childhood.
Yeah, they are essentially going backwards in time. Yeah, they're losing their mental capacity over time.
They eventually get to a point where they don't even know how to eat. I mean, that is a horrid death.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I worked at a facility which had a lockdown, and you could see people that they're having to feed because they don't know how to feed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that is horrid. That is something that possibility of looking into, but at the same point in time, I had a mother who basically put herself into Alzheimer's. She didn't want to die.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So that is still something that you could question.
It is a tricky, tricky issue. Thanks for the call, Jane. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. You can join us as well on this Vents Day, 800-838-3760. Anywhere in our listening area, 800-838-3760. Assisted suicide, death with dignity, whatever you choose to call it, is on the books in Oregon, has been for 17 years now, plus, getting on to 18 years now. We are looking at California legislators who have now introduced a bill in the state Senate that would essentially copy Oregon's law, a very, very similar law being considered in California. The legislature has taken it up before, has not passed it. We understand the machinery is in place for a ballot measure campaign. If you're calling from the California side, not only your general thoughts about the idea of death with dignity or assisted suicide, but your thoughts about the process by which it gets to become a law. If you are concerned that you'd rather not have the legislature do it, you rather would have it done through a ballot measure. Let's hear your thoughts as well. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Ryan in Eugene. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Well, hey, thank you, Jeffrey. Boy, from personal experience, especially as I age myself and think forward, but also help manage as the trustee of or advocate for a variety of legal processes, advanced directives, and some other acronym that they now have. I just don't think we deal with any of this really well. I really like the concept of death with dignity as a broad cultural concept, whether you're talking about hospice care, alternatives to, to institutionalization, whether you're talking about, competency and advocacy and all these pieces. But the blunt force of law, the inherent black and white of the law, always makes me a little uneasy, especially when people start talking about, some of the specifics versus the individuals involved. I'm very uncomfortable with it. I think it's been a successful law as a law goes. I don't think it gets at the cultural issue in any way, shape, or form.
Well, no, because it doesn't really remove the stigma, does it? I mean, that's one of the larger issues here as we talk about people who really would rather not be around, as Pam and some of the other callers talked about,
Well, my mother just had her hip, emergency hip replacement at 86 years old. And, and you kind of go, well, is she worth it? And it's expensive, and she's going to be in rehabilitation care, and you make these calls, and I think you make them as a family, you make them as a community, you make them as a culture. My concern with death with dignity is, and I'm afraid to say this, but it does open up it's the nose of the camel argument again, and laws are always a bit like that. So if we can have tools like advanced directives, if we can have tools like advocates and a strong family and community support system, I think we deal with this a bit differently. That's just my thought.
All right. Thanks for that, Ryan. Always good to hear from you. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange, taking your thoughts and comments expressed politely on death with dignity, assisted suicide, your term there, and Congress naming things. What do you think about that whole process where Congress is always slapping names on post offices and highways and other things, and spending a lot of time apparently doing it? Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 around the region, 800-838-3760. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Amy in Ashland emails, of course Congress members are naming offices after themselves. They chose to run for office because they want to, A, feel important, and B, hear their names said over and over, even after they leave office. They want to go to these places and feel recognized. Their passing of this type of legislation is an absolute waste of their time, as well as taxpayer money. They should leave naming of places to parks and recreation departments and focus on actual issues instead. Quite to the point from Amy in Ashland, an email from Jay on the topic of assisted suicide. He said, that relieves the physical discomfort of aging. I am disabled and was cut off by the politics in quotes. My doctor said to me they had to because their licenses were on the line. So it sounds like Jay had sought assisted suicide and or death with dignity and was not eligible under the constraints of the law. If you're in California thinking about this law, is Oregon's law pretty much what you'd like to see? Or as we talk about the fact that people would like to see tweaks within Oregon to the existing law, how would you like to see it written? Let us hear from you. We have an email from Nikki, who writes, how about naming it death without dignity and applying it to all members of Congress who stay longer than two terms? Ouch. Nikki, thanks for that email. A couple of things that bring this issue of death with dignity, an aid in dying bill, to the forefront in California. And this is from an editorial in the Sacramento Bee. Recounts the story of Bill Bentinck from July of 2012. His wife of 25 years, who was in hospice care at home and finally had enough of her painful struggle with terminal emphysema and decided to remove her breathing tube, she asked him not to allow anyone to resuscitate her. He honored her wishes, and she ended her pain. This is really important. It was a first-person thing. She ended her pain. And then the day got worse. The Palm Springs man was arrested by police on suspicion of homicide for allowing his dying wife to die, and he was held for 3 days in jail before the charges were dropped. The Sacramento Bee writes, and it's an appalling tale of overkill, but sadly not uncommon. Despite a profound shift in public acceptance of aid in dying laws in the two decades since Oregon first passed its Death with Dignity Act, all but two other states, Washington and Vermont, still consider it a crime for dying people to hasten their inevitable demise. Hence the action in California now between Bill Bentinck and Brittany Maynard. Senators Lois Wolk of Davis and Bill Monning of Carmel have stepped up and offered a bill to end the criminalization of aid in dying. And again, California's bill then very similar to what Oregon has been talking about. As we say many times on Vince Day, it's not the first time we've talked about this issue. It will not be the last. Thanks for your contributions. Thanks for listening to Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange.